So we've got to make sure we manage this process so that we get peak performance out of ourselves. And we said that there are two ways to change state. One way to change your state is to change the way you're using your physiology. Again, how do we do that? Well, one way is to change the way you breathe. You know that if you study any form of martial arts, any form of yoga, most of these disciplines require major, massive breathing changes so that you begin to feel and think differently. That's the whole purpose behind the breathing processes in those disciplines. If you think about somebody who doesn't like the way they feel and they try to change the way they feel by eating, one of the reasons they do that, if you even study yourself, is that when you eat, now there's food in your stomach, what you tend to do is literally change your breathing. You become more abdominal in your breathing, and all of a sudden you begin to slow the breathing down. This is a gross generalization, but it's fairly accurate for people who overeat or people go out and eat to try and change their state. They're changing their breathing pattern, they begin to relax, they feel better. So changing physiology is done in lots of ways in our culture. Drugs, right? Alcohol, smoking cigarettes. Again, cigarettes, when you smoke that, you're changing your breathing pattern and changing your state. So my point is, why not just change your breathing? Why not take control of doing that and not have to put something else in your body? What a concept. The bottom line is, physiology changes can happen from the way you use your face. You have over 80 muscles in your face. One slight change in facial expression creates an immediate emotional change in your body. So, for example, if you want to change how you feel, we've all heard the old phrase, I think it was William James. William James said, "I don't sing because I'm happy. I'm happy because I sing." In other words, if you'll put your body in the state you want to go into, it will take you there immediately. So if you begin to smile, as simplistic and stupid as that may sound, if you begin to grin and you keep on doing it, pretty soon you actually begin to feel the feeling. It's what a lot of great actors do. They put themselves in the physiology, and all of a sudden the emotions come out, and that's why they're such a good actor, because they're in the state just as if they were that person they're representing. They are that person in their body right at that moment in time. So you've got to control the way you use your body. Facial expressions, and what I teach a lot of people, and what I do sometimes before seminars of like, I'm just waking up and I want to have lots of variety in how I can communicate, is I'll do what I call facial aerobics, which is basically moving my face in all these weird different directions as fast as I possibly can. It doesn't have to make any sense, so that I've got all these different sensations going on emotionally. So when I get up to talk to somebody, I have more of my body turned on, more of my expressions turned on, so I can look at them like this, 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 I can look at this, do all these different things, anything. So that what happens is I have more choices. Does that make sense? If you don't turn it on, all the elements on, and we're going to talk about this again later, you're not going to get as much out of yourself. So pay attention to what you're doing. The problem is most of us never take control and tell our body what to do. We think about things and let our body respond instead of putting our body in a place and letting our emotions respond. This is the most powerful vessel you have. That's why so many people use all these weird things like drugs, because it works. But you can do anything you can do with a drug, you can do directly with your body by command if you learn how to move your body in different ways. See, the distinction is, if you've never moved in a certain way, you've never felt those kinds of emotions. See, if you've never made a move like this or like this, then you've never felt that feeling. Because emotions come from motion. The way you move creates the way you feel. And if you want to change the way you're feeling about things, notice how you are. I was stressed about 15 minutes ago. I want to make sure that I was prepared here for you. And there was a bunch of things happening and a bunch of interruptions. And I noticed I was bent down like this and I wasn't breathing. I was in this room, all these people around me, and I was putting things together. And sure enough, you know, I'm stressed. So I realized, hey, oftentimes when I'm stressed, is this true for you? Oftentimes when I'm feeling stressed, it's because I'm not breathing. What a concept. You know, if you don't breathe, it tends to create stress. Like you may die soon, right? So your brain freaks out a little bit, right? So what I learned to do is I noticed what it is, and what I did is take myself out of that position and breathe and smile. Whap! Instantly, I'm in a great state. What I'm saying is take control of the most incredible vessel on earth, your physiology, the way you move, the way you breathe, what you eat. When you eat plays a huge role. I can't tell you how many salespeople walking into companies where I do consulting, walk in there before lunch, walk in there after lunch. It's a different environment because there are a large number of people. Take a car dealership. I did a chain of them one time, and I walk in, and before lunch, guys are really doing really well. There's just a great deal of excitement and energy. After lunch, same guys, still guys that care, but they don't pay attention to their physiology, and you can see them kind of slumped over. Customer comes in, instead of walking over the person and being right there with them, now, person kind of struggles on over and says, "Hi, how you doing?" And it may not look like much of a difference, but I'll tell you one thing. state is what you're selling. You're not selling products. And you got to remember, the state you're in gets linked to your product, because they start to feel the way you are and say, if that's the product, I don't know if I want it. And if you're in a great state, they go, if that's a product, I certainly want it. So you've got to manage your states. Now, the other way to do it besides managing physiology, and there are lots of ways to do that, I just want to trigger your thinking. If you want to pick one thing in your notes, I'd put this down. Develop some power moves. Develop your own personal power moves. My definition of a power move is, I learned in my life, I have to manage my state all the time. You know, I have to be able to get up even if I don't feel up. And by the way, don't you also have to do that? I mean, if you're a professional, you do. I don't always feel great. I don't always wake up on Monday morning and go, oh boy, another day to do a seminar. Sometimes I don't feel that way. Sometimes my body's hurt and everything else, but I got to get myself in that place. So what I've learned to do is create what I call power moves. Movements that I make that instantly put me in a peak state so I can get the most out of myself. And so you've seen some of them with me, some of them clapping of my hands, or a certain kind of movement, or that's one, definitely. Now, if you have breasts, that might be an intense move, so try something that looks a little better for you. But the point is, find what works. Find something that's you. Don't be like me, be like you. I'm for modeling. Modeling means find people who are doing extremely well, find out what they're doing, and do some of the same things. I am not for cloning. Cloning means you walk around and become a Barbie doll just like another person. Initially, that may be useful to really try on somebody's abilities or skills. But my goal is not to have you to run around and be Tony Robbins. You want to be you. Your greatest selling asset is your uniqueness. You're going to be able to get to people that maybe I wouldn't get to, who will see you immediately and like you and wouldn't like me. Somebody might look at me and say, oh, I don't like that person. He seems to be this kind of way. And, you know, I don't know. He seems to be wrapped in, oh, look at that. Oh, look at his dress. Look at his jewelry. Look at his hair. They may feel differently about you. So make sure you keep your uniqueness and don't just go copy me. Do what works for you. Now, if that works for you, then that's fine with me, but make sure it's what really works for you, okay? But develop some movements. In fact, let's not wait. Stand up right now. Stand up right now and let's do one so I know that you do this, okay? There are now no humans in the room. You're by yourself. Pretend. And here's what I want you to do. I want you to think about, if you want to be in your most powerful state, if you're going to go from a state of being, oh God, I'm tired, I'm frustrated, I don't want to make another call, I don't feel like doing this stuff. If you're in that kind of state, imagine what you'd be like. In fact, put yourself in that state for a second so you get a feeling what that's like. Okay? And then get out of that state immediately. Immediately get out of that state. And what I want you to do is I want you to develop a trigger. I just use one of mine, right? Boom. A trigger so that if you're in that state, boom, you can snap out of it. I call this a snap exercise, and I want you to do that from wherever you are. You may be just drooping a little bit. You may be taking notes. You may have been distracted. Boom, when that happens, you're in a peak state. So what I'd like you to do right now is think about how would you move, what would you do to snap yourself in a peak state? What could you use as a signal to your mind and body and emotions? And it would be ideal if it was kinesthetic, meaning movement, and auditory oriented, where it creates a sound and a movement. And it may be something visual too, I don't know. But let's make you have at least a physical movement with a sound. You can make the sound, or in order for it to be silent, like, it has to be appropriate. I did a seminar recently for a large real estate firm that's national. And it was in San Diego, so I didn't have to go very far. And I was in a rush, and I was at home, so I jumped in the car, and I got all the way there, and I realized, hey, I'm not at a peak state yet. So I want to be in a peak state by the time I get on there, so I was looking for a place to, like, get into state. And it was like Clark Kent looking for a telephone booth, right? And there's nobody to do it. So finally I saw this little indentation, you know, where there was a room where both doors were closed, but, you know, you kind of step in a little ways. So I got that little indentation. I'm like, shh. I have some very intense moves that I make. I was like, shh. Yes! So I'm at total peak. And then all of a sudden I looked up and there's this guy standing there going. So you might want to have different, you know, be able to get yourself at that same level, but be able to do it more subtly at times. Okay? Fortunately, he was in the seminar, and I explained what I was doing later on. But the point is, have something. So right now, experiment. Try a few things. Go ahead. Just do it on your own. I will watch you. Okay, stop. Out of all the moves you made, I'd like you to pick out two of them, one that's really intense and one that's more subtle, but you can trigger the same kind of intense change in your body. And notice, are you doing something with your face also? Are you doing something with your breathing? So don't just make a move that makes your whole body change, okay? So what I'm going to ask you to do is put yourself in a state like you don't want to do anything, and when I say now, I want you to change immediately into that peak state using your trigger, okay? Put yourself in a not-so-great state. I don't want to do this, make this call, it's the end of the day. Snap, right now. That's it, excellent. And notice if it really works. If it doesn't, I want you to do it more intensely. Let's try it again. Go into a Lousy state. Oh, God, why did I do this? Snap, right now. Excellent. That's really good. Let's try it again. Down, lag of state. Snap. Snap. Ah, tricked you. Now, notice how good this feels. Would you be more effective in this state walking into a sales presentation than maybe the standard one you're in, even if it's a positive one? Would you, yes or no?
Yes.
Great, then let's go for it. Make that part of your checklist and we'll encourage you to do so. Hey, let me interrupt you for a second. Are you in a deep trance listening to this session? I want to just give you an update on what I talk about in this area. There are specific ways to manage our states, and one of the best and most powerful are the phrases that you say with such emotional intensity that you start to believe them. I call these incantations. An incantation is like if you remember studying mythology, you remember knowing a sorcerer could tell a prince over and over again that he was a frog and he'd believe it, he'd become one, or vice versa. It's based on the principle that what we repeat with enough emotional intensity, we become certain about. And our certainty is the basis of beliefs, and our beliefs are what drive our actions. Why? Because whatever we speak aloud and engage our body with total certainty, we're completely focused on. And what we focus on, we feel. What we feel affects what we do. And I gotta tell you, so many people give me wonderful compliments. You're an amazing guy. Where'd you get all that talent? But they weren't there over the last 30 years. They don't know that literally in the beginning of my career, I was getting up in the morning and psyching myself up. And I didn't hope I was gonna do well. My entire focus was, how can I serve this person today? How can I make sure that when I go to meet this individual, their life changes for the better? So some days I didn't feel very certain. Some days I felt tired or exhausted or frustrated, overwhelmed. But what I thought is, you know what? I'm a professional. And if I'm going to serve this person, I've got to have a way to put myself in that state. So I started using incantations. Now, what do I mean by an incantation versus an affirmation? Well, an affirmation is when you say, you know, I'm happy, I'm happy, I'm happy, I'm happy, I'm happy. And your brain goes, BS, right? It knows that tone of voice, that way of using your body, that's not happy. But if you are engaged, not only the words, but the emotions of what you're saying, and you use your body, we say, this is it, I'm taking action now. When you do something where you use your whole body, consistent and congruent with what you're saying, and you repeat it enough times, you begin to experience what you're talking about. And let me tell you something. To influence another person, you gotta first influence yourself. You can't have an impact on somebody if you're not impacted. And you may believe intellectually in the value of your concept, or you know, the thing you want to share with the community, or the impact you want to have on your kids, or the product you want to sell. But belief can be intellectual or emotional. What persuasion really is the capacity to transfer from yourself an emotional level of certainty, a connection, a joy, an understanding, an awareness to another human being. And you don't just do that with words. Now, don't get me wrong. Words are powerful. Different words can affect people in many ways. But frankly, I don't consider myself to be a speaker. I got an award one time, I'll never forget, from Toastmasters. It was Speaker of the Year, Decade, whatever the heck it was. They gave me this gavel and I was really honored. But when I got up, I said, I'm not a speaker because I'm not elegant. You know, I don't practice what I'm going to say here. What I'm about is serving. I go into a state. I'm a communicator. I'm an influencer. I'm a persuader. To me, that's what a leader is. A leader is someone who gets people to do things that they wouldn't do if they weren't there. They get them to do more, to become more, to create more, to experience more. And as a leader, you have a responsibility, if you're going to lead someone, to first know what's right, and second, to be in state. Otherwise, what are you giving? Just a bunch of ideas and words? Give people what they need even more, emotion. But to give something to someone, you got to have it. You can't just understand it. See, my belief is that when two people meet, someone is always persuaded. Either someone persuades you what they can't do, or you persuade them what they're truly capable of. A sale is always consummated, even if you're not a salesman. Your kid sells you on what they can't do, or you sell your kid on what they're capable of. You know, you sell yourself on what you can do with your own life, or you sell yourself short. So the way to make sure you have that emotional intensity, I believe, is do incantations. And unlike an affirmation where you're just saying a bunch of words, the difference here is total engagement. So let me give you an example. Every time before I go on stage, anybody who's ever worked for me, anybody backstage, will tell you I always do this. And what I do is I say this. I say, I now command my subconscious mind to direct me in helping as many people as possible today to better their lives by giving me the strength, the emotion, the persuasion, the humor, the brevity, whatever it takes to show these people and get these people to change their life now. And I do it again and again and again. Now I can do it once today and I'm there, because I used to do this literally for 45 minutes driving someplace. I'm driving my old Volkswagen Bug.
and I'm supposed to do this speech to share with people how they can do these things, or I'm supposed to meet this person one-on-one, and I would literally chant this out loud. Now, why do you do it out loud? Because speaking engages your physiology, and when you speak with certainty and intensity, it conditions you. Incantations give you that power. And by the way, you either have incantations or incantations. Same spelling, different focus. Ah, oh, man, it just never works. It never does. Why do I have to call on people like this? It's such a waste of time. Why? It's such a waste of time. It's such a waste of time. You say that over and over again, you start to believe it. Think about how much feeling you're putting into what won't work. I mean, if you use your body with shrugging or certainty and your voice has conviction about what's not possible, can't be done, is a waste of time, sure enough, it's going to happen because it becomes your belief. Whatever we say, whatever we speak aloud with total authority and total certainty and emotion that's consistent with what we're saying, total emotional intensity, we begin to believe, we begin to experience, we begin to know, and we transfer it to other people. And by the way, your incantation, the thing that you can do, or your incantations, the thing you can't do, is influencing people already, whether you know it or not. Because we don't just influence with words. It's the state you're in. It's your voice. It's the look on your face. People read things at a very different level today. They don't just listen to what you say. They don't respond to manipulation of words. They respond to you. What do you really believe? What are you really feeling? What are you really here to do? Serve me or use me? Take advantage of me or give to me? And incantations will put you in that state of your highest strength and power. Now, I'll tell you something. I really want to acknowledge Joseph, because one of the reasons Joseph and I have been friends for years, because we do what nobody else does. We do the things other people won't do. We don't just talk about this stuff. I mean, this is real. When I first met Joseph, I said, here's how you shift this. These incantations, I know it sounds stupid like positive thinking, but go out there and go on a walk for 20 minutes or go on a run and get a rhythm. I don't care what you say. Find a phrase. Every day and every way, I'm getting stronger and stronger. Every day and every way, I'm getting stronger and stronger. Every day and every way, I'm happier and happier. Whatever you say enough, you'll get a rhythm. Pretty soon, it's like one of those songs in your head that you can't get out. Like, have you ever made that fatal mistake of going on that ride at Disneyland or Disney World called It's a Small World After All? No, I don't even want to remember it. What happens? That song's in your head in 80 languages for the next 3 weeks. Well, that's all an incantation is. Most advertisers try to program incantations into you. You know, what you want to do is program your own mind. Advertise in your own mind in a way that gives you more strength, more to give, more to serve. And that's what this is really about. So remember, it's not only what you say. It's what you say consistently, what you own emotionally, and what you declare out loud. So you engage your body, your focus, language, and that produces meaning and emotion. And meaning and emotion are the basis of all shifts, of all change, of all influence, whether it be you or someone you want to influence for the greater good. So let's go back to the session. Hope I wasn't too crazy. Now you'll hear what I used to sound like 20 years ago, which is probably much more calm and a much quieter voice. Back to the session.